Hello, friends. You're listening to Conversations, and I really thank you for tuning in today. I'm Don Shire. I'm with Dave Wager. Dave is president of Silver Birch Ranch, and I'll give you a website right now if you want to look it up sometime real soon, silverbirchranch.org, and it'll kind of give you an idea of some of the ministries that take place here. This is one of them, and so we thank you that you're one of those that tunes in. And I'll give you information later on how you can download this program or many other programs that are available at a website that I'll give you towards the end of the program. Dave, how are you today?
Good to be with you.
Dave, I appreciate this time where we get together and visit. We only live a couple of hundred yards apart, but it seems like we hardly ever get to see each other anymore.
You know, that's true. I do get your newsletters, and I read them.
That. And me yours, yeah.
Yeah. But it's different. It's different.
It's not like getting together.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
And having some Shire coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about Shire coffee on one of our recent programs, and no, it isn't a company that I started and named after myself. It's a coffee company that is giving funds to organizations like mine who help children in distress. And
yep.
So if you'd like to know more about that, well, look up the program that talks about Shire Coffee.
There you go.
And listen to it. You know, Dave, I was with, I hadn't deer hunted in several years, and I was invited to someone's home to go deer hunting. And by the way, I did get one.
So all right.
Kind of nice
to go.
Nice to have that in the freezer. But I made an observation that it was like something that was lost a long time ago, because the couple that invited me to their home, they have they have 8 children, and as I walked around their house, I didn't see a television, I didn't even hear a radio going, and I observed this family. I'm thinking, how can you exist without some kind of entertainment going on in the background? But here's some observations that I saw. I saw an open Bible sitting on the coffee table where Mom had gotten up early and had spent time in God's Word. I saw another open Bible next to the recliner. That's where Dad had gotten up and spent time with the Lord before the sun ever got up. And then she was busy making breakfast. And then I saw the children, who are now adults. I've seen them grow up. I've known this family for a long time. I saw the children coming in and talking to each other and laughing and swapping stories about things that happened yesterday. And then later on in the day, I saw them sit down and play chess. And kind of, no, don't make that move, you know, and enjoying each other's company. And I thought, no, there's no families like this anymore, are there? And I started realizing what we've done to ourselves, Dave. We've allowed a blue box to really take over our lives, and I think the whole society has kind of switched from being able to get together and visit and get to know each other and fellowship and eat and dine. Am I starting to sound like an old guy?
No. You know what? We talked, and they can download these programs and listen to them, but we talked about things that don't change and how in different cultures you go, things don't change.
Yeah.
Relationships don't change. We as people were made in a certain way. We were made in God's image. We were made to love God. That's relational. Mm-hmm. And we were made to love each other. That's relational. So if I'm Satan, I am working at trying to distort what relationships are. That's my goal. I want you not to be in a relationship. But if you think you are, then you're not working at being in one. And so I need to take away. You talked about kids hugging you and how important that was.
Yeah, in India, yeah.
You know, you look at that and you go, is physical touch important? Yes, it is. Look at the research of babies. And that, yes, physical mm-hmm. touch is important. Why? Because there's something about being in the presence of somebody. When you listen to the radio or you listen to this program online, however you listen to it, one of the things is you can hear our voices, but you can't see our expressions. When you would be in the studio with us, you could see our expressions, and it would add to the immense amount of information that we're giving.
Mm-hmm.
Because we say things with our eyes and with our hands and with our expressions and that kind of thing that you would be able to see in person, because you were made to look at each other and talk to each other and be with each other. That's how God made us. Yeah. And we're struggling with that as a culture. I would encourage all of our listeners
to... I think even in our churches, we've lost it. It used to be church was a place where the family of God came together several times a week, not just on Sunday morning for an hour and a half and then hurry off to wherever you have to get to, but it used to be the church was a place where a lot of fellowship took place. And really, I get to go to a lot of different churches with our ministry. And I don't see that happening like it did many years ago. And again, I say these things thinking, man, I'm starting to sound like an old guy. I guess I am. But you know what? Some things were maybe a little bit better.
Yes.
and there maybe some things are better now than they were then. But one of the things that we have lost is that ability to get together and really get to know each other and visit. And,
yep.
and
it doesn't need to be that way, though.
Okay.
It doesn't.
So what do we do about it?
Well, there are several things we can do. First of all, we have to admit there's a problem or we can't fix it.
Uh-huh.
So if our lives have become revolving around some kind of media, electronic device or whatever, we need to at least say, okay, that's a problem. And we need to start spending and maybe recording. How much time am I spending FaceTime, talking with people? But this isn't a new problem. When we were younger, Don, people, if they went on a date, okay, they found something, they went on a date, you go to a movie. If they went to a movie, what would they do? They'd sit there. They wouldn't even talk. They'd watch Pretend Life, do all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. They'd have no talking at all because mm-hmm. they're watching a movie. On the way out, maybe if there was all kinds of emotional stuff in the movie or whatever, they come out of that. Maybe their hormones are driven crazy or whatever, and now they get in trouble a little bit. But they haven't communicated yet.
Yeah.
They haven't really talked to one another. We have seemingly lost a huge spoke in the wheel, and that's just eyeball to eyeball, talking to one another, and sitting with each other and sharing life. Now, you can do this still, but you're going to have to schedule it and be intentional. The young guys that I mentor, I'm always using the word with them, intentionality, intentionality, intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be intentional about relationships.
Well, that's very true, especially in this day.
Absolutely.
Because, you can say, 100 years ago, they didn't have the distractions, and that's all they had to do was sit around and visit.
Right.
But now we have many things distracting us from that.
We do.
And so we have to schedule it in.
You can go on one of your mission trips with you for a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And, they don't have TV out there where you're going. You're going to start.
It was kind of nice. When I was in India last month for 2 weeks, I did not see one TV program the whole 2 weeks. And you know what? Didn't even miss it.
Yep. That opportunity or other mission opportunities.
Yeah.
You can come to a place like Silver Birch Ranch. I think camping in the future is going to be more critical, not less critical, because of the fact that it works on developing relationships and working on those relationships in various activities, where you do a zip line together and look at each other and laugh and talk about it later, where you sit down and have a pizza together and, the phones are put away all kinds of stuff. So I think that people need to reassess their lives and begin to look at ways to reestablish relationships with each other, whether it be on mission trips or summer camping or weekend camping in places like Silver Birch Ranch or other places, but to reestablish them as a priority and not look at things and say, our priority is the Yahoo factor, so we're going to go see a movie together and we think that we've actually communicated. You really haven't. You've looked at the screen for however long it is, but you haven't looked at each other and you haven't talked. Now, you might say, well, we talk about the movie. Yeah, on the way out, you might say, that was scary. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. But really what we're talking about is go to some widow's home and rake their lawn or shovel their snow or, do a project together. Come to a place like Silver Birch Ranch and do dishes for people that come.
Yeah.
Do stuff together.
Well, I was in a church recently where they said, we have no children in our church. And I said, well, when was the last time you invited a family with children to your home for dinner? It's things like that establishes the relationship that says, yeah, that is a church that I'd like to go to.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's what we need to be doing, is just being more proactive in reaching out and creating that fellowship time.
Absolutely. Christianity is all about relationships, first with God, then each other. Be intentional about it.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Dave. That's Dave Wager. He's president of Silver Birch Ranch. The website here is silverbirchranch.org. Maybe you'd like to go to my website, donshireministries.org, if you want to know a little bit more about mission trips. But, this program and many other programs are available for download at relate.org. relate365.com. Again, that's relate365.com. Thanks very much for listening, spending this time with us. We'll be back.